This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Several progressive organizations have become paralyzed due to the woke activists within their organizations. Jim Garrity writes about this and provides lengthy quotes from leaders of these organizations who have been crippled from pursuing their mission because of infighting within their organizations. One leader documents the inability of pro-abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and Pro-Choice America to be effective because they have been locked in a knock-down, drag-out fights between competing factions in their organizations, most often breaking down along staff versus management lines. But the same problems have surfaced in other organizations that have seen wrenching and debilitating turmoil in the past couple of years. In fact, he concludes that it is hard to find a Washington-based progressive organization that hasn't been affected by this internal strife that has even reached the National Audubon Society. The internal battles surface because woke activists take offense at some slight within the organization. Tensions rise as the group grapples with charges of hierarchy, patriarchy, race, gender, and power. Another leader said that the strife almost felt like a plot to cripple the organization. He concludes that the leaders of these groups must focus so much time on fighting within these organizations that they're ineffective in the public arena. You know, in the past, we've talked about how the woke ideas on campus have made their way into government, made their way into the media, even made their way into the business world. But here's another example of what happens when these woke activists in the same organizations spend more time attacking each other while ignoring the issues they should be affecting. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.